In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Joining us right now, Hidden Killers contributor, retired FBI special agent, and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreeke, is with us. We're talking about the Lori Vallow Daybell sentencing. One other piece I want to touch on from that hearing the other day is the attorney of Lori speaking up right before she made her speech, going on for about 13 minutes in another, I guess, bizarre rant to a certain extent. I understand that an attorney has to vigorously defend their client, you know, and this was right before the sentencing came down. So that's still fair game to be, you know, arguing for your client. But I don't know what the purpose even was of some of the statements that were made, because they were just so far out there and delusional, making statements of Lori, for those who really, truly know her, know that she's all about love. She's smart. She's witty. She's insightful. And she's very different between who she plays on TV and who she really is. What was that? I don't know how to make sense of that one.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
What he was doing was giving context. He wasn't saying that she's good and she's just. He's just saying who she is. And he was given a context of who she is from her perspective. And whether, you know, whether that's going to weigh on a judge's decision or not, you know, obviously it didn't, thankfully. But what else are you going to do? I mean, because, and yeah, he was accurate. I mean, if you think about it, he was very accurate in the things he was saying from Lori's point of view. And I think that's all he really did. He gave an accurate assessment in an articulate way of what Lori thinks of herself. Now, what good that does and why he did it, who knows?
Yeah,
he had his own reasons, but that's exactly what he did. He gave context of what she sees of herself.
You know, when you look at it that way, I completely agree that it does seem to be what Lori thinks of herself. What I was getting out of it was more like that's what the attorney feels about Lori, having gone through all of this with her, and that we don't seem to fully understand who she is. But looking at it from that prism, that makes a little bit more sense. The first thing that went through my mind, and it's horrible, after I read all of his statement, was, is he like trying to get signed up for conjugal visits with Lori or something? Because this is like the most weirdly flattering thing I've heard anyone say about Lori Vallow ever in public.
You know, it's interesting. Lots of ways to read into it.
Yeah.
It'd be a great conversation to have with the attorney. I think part of it might be, you know, you talk about Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
You know, You know, but it might be, if you, so if you think about this, you know, and you and I have talked about this, she's tragic.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you can remove, and you can't, obviously, you remove the horrendous things she's done to human beings, she's just this tragic character that is just, she's just a wreck. I think he's trying to articulate that she's a really broken toy.
Okay.
And she should, you know, so if, again, I'm glass half full on this with my own confirmation biases put on it, obviously, sure, from my background of behavior and stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, if I'm thinking in terms of, hey, she should be put away for life. She did commit these crimes, but there's a very broken individual beneath everything that sees the world through this context. And I don't think it was meant to sway anyone's opinion. I think it was meant to just give it some context that, hey, this human being's broken. I mean, this is just a really broken toy. Maybe, I don't know, but yeah, I'm probably stretching on things on that one, but I'm a context guy. And yeah. I just saw him just giving really deep context on how she sees the world through her particular optic, which I give him credit for as well.
If you're, so here, yeah, he's able to do that, which most of us have not done.
No, and it's his job to do that. I mean, it's his job to know his client so well that he can defend that client from that client's point of view, as well as combining that point of view and context to, you know, the facts of the case of what she actually did. So it's I can't imagine the challenging balance. I can't imagine the challenge it was to try to defend her.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning, I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games, it's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.